Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the real challenges facing Arizonans.
Good morning. We have a slightly different edition of Democratic Perspectives today. I'm Mike Cosentino. We have Bill Timmerman sitting in today for Steve Timmerman.
Steve Williamson.
Steve Williamson, even. Yeah, not your brother.
Not my brother.
As close as you guys.
Good morning, everybody.
As close as you guys have been. Steve's off doing some family things, which we think is great. Sitting in the studio with us is James Ledbetter, founding member of Ledbetter Law Firm in Cottonwood. Jim is an Arizona native, went to Grand Canyon College, he went to Arizona State University, where he got his law degree. He is husband to Rita and father of five boys. Mr. Ledbetter is also active with a number of community agencies throughout Northern Arizona. He was elected to the Mingus Union School District Governing Board in 2006, and he currently serves as president of that board, actually. He is on the boards of Northern Arizona Healthcare, the Verde Valley Medical Center, Flagstaff Medical Center, Sedona Medical Center, and was chairman of the board of directors of the VVMC. Mr. Ledbetter was also the founding director for the Cottonwood Boys and Girls Club. He served as board member for the United Way of Northern Arizona, the Verde Valley Fair Association, and has provided volunteer legal services to the Sedona Center for the Arts, the Women's Sanctuary of Cottonwood, Jazz on the Rocks right here in Sedona, and the Old Town Mission in Cottonwood. Out of 21,000 lawyers admitted to the Arizona Bar, Jim made the cut as one of 220 lists of Arizona's finest lawyers. I've known Jim for several years. We've shared some great conversations and some good meals, and he picks up the tab, which is a great deal. Okay, I think that's about all we have time for today. We're just reading your credits, so... how are you doing, Jim?
I'm doing good. That just sounds like a guy that's been around too long to me. You know, do one or two things a year, and then after 20-something years, then look out. It looks like you're better than you are. So
they build
not
up.
Sure where you got all that information.
Yeah, well, no, I found that on the, you know, thanks goodness for the World Wide Web. In the interest of full disclosure, and I don't know whether to add this to your list of credits or your possible misdeeds, but you have supported us here on Democratic Perspectives, and we're grateful for it. Bill and I want to cover a couple things with you today. I mean, you're a Democratic Party insider, I think. At least we see you as that. We'll talk more about that, but and I want to talk about some things I know about you on the personal side. Your philanthropic work around the world, actually. But first, tell us about your relationship with the DCCC, the Democratic Court Congressional Campaign Committee.
It is a long name,
isn't
it?
Easy for me to say, right?
It is a long name. I've done some work for the DCCC over the years. I've done some work for some Republican candidates as well. But over the years, more and more, the DCCC has involved me in some issues that happen here in the state and also happen nationally, primarily health care issues, education issues, because that's something that's kind of near and dear to me. But over the years, that's where we've kind of been.
So do they come to you for information?
I get to write policy statements for different candidates, looking at issues, and then go back. I'm back in Washington most every March for a week or two, where we get to look at who are the candidates who are coming forward in the field, what their success rate looks like, and it's like picking horses, I guess. I've lucked out sometimes on picking ones that look like they had a good shot in their respective races. So, and then I get to write some policy statements for them as well. That's been very interesting.
Well, it's wonderful hearing about the Democrats. We always like to hear about them, but I'd like to ask you a question about national politics to start off with, about the Republicans. Mitt Romney seems to believe that being against everything he used to be for will get him the Republican nomination. Do you think he will? And if so, what does that imply for President Obama's reelection campaign?
Well, how many questions was that? I think it was three of them rolled in together. It's pretty interesting. I believe that Mitt Romney will be the candidate.
Okay.
It makes sense that he's the candidate, because honestly, based upon his track record, he's somewhat of a moderate. And he's kind of in the middle. And what he's facing here is real interesting in primary politics these days for both parties.
Yeah.
The people who are energized in the primaries are those people who have the most extreme views in their respective parties. And so as we saw in Iowa, you know, Mitt Romney wins with 25%. And I think that's the moderate core that appeals to him. I mean, $18 million in campaign money spent in Iowa alone, campaigns for 4 years, and nets 25%, which is victory. So he needs right now for the other candidates to stay in the race as long as possible because they divide up that remaining 75%. So coming into the South, he should be able to win primaries as long as he has the Perrys, the Santorums, the Bachmans, and folks staying in the race because they will divide up the remainder. So it's right. very important yeah. to his campaign that they stay in there.
Yeah, $18 million for 8 votes. So that you were being kind. I can be a little rougher on him.
Well, assuming we see the real Romney at the end of this, once the rest drop away, if your prediction is accurate, it doesn't appear that the president will be campaigning against the Romney we're hearing right now. What do you think we will be hearing from him?
You know, all issues matter, but at the end of the day, this coming election is going to be a referendum on the president. I mean, it doesn't matter who the Republican candidate is, in my opinion. The votes will be for or against Barack Obama.
Interesting. Period. Right.
I think that this is what we're seeing, and it's absolutely going to be a referendum on the president.
And based on the economy.
It's a big factor.
Yeah,
it's a big factor.
Okay.
Because, you know, President Obama, good, bad, or indifferently, no matter how you feel about him, has done a good job as commander-in-chief. Surprised a lot of us.
I mean,
who would have thought that it was the Democratic candidate that would have taken out, you know, different individuals and had coordinated that from a cooperative, you know, across the board and brought in various agencies covertly to do some incredible things that needed to be done as a country and for the strength of the country and for the protection of the country.
Well, it's amazing that an articulate man with integrity and heart could actually, you know, be a leader. But looking at
only in America.
Only in America. Real quick, you've had your own flirtation with running for office, and I find that fascinating. And what's going on with that? I mean, you know, what are you doing with Jim Ledbetter? I just read a list of things that makes you a walk on water candidate, a glow in the dark, a light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, there's a longer list that would balance that out and actually pull the scales in the other direction. I have been asked to go back twice and have been taken back and had a dog and pony show of folks saying nice things about me. They even put some commercials together at one juncture.
Wow.
And then, you know, sat down with my wife. We talked about it because it does. It goes to your head. It's kind of heady stuff when you see a campaign commercial about yourself, and it's like reading this list of things that make you sound better than you truly are. And, you know, my wife, who loves the Verde Valley, and we've been actively involved here for a long time, she reminded me it was a very long commute. And so that if I moved to D.C., I would have to be commuting a lot if I wanted to see her, because she wasn't about to do it. And she also pointed out that that's not the place to raise kids. I mean, Tom can tell us that Baltimore and the D.C. area is a different animal than out here in the West, and people have very different perspectives back there.
Yeah,
so
I suppose that's true.
We're wedded to this community.
So you've known Ann Kirkpatrick a long time.
I have.
We got some changes in that race. Ann is the other thing I want to work in also is your relationship with Republicans and Democrats, maybe out of necessity, but certainly you've been good at that, and that's certainly, as far as I'm concerned, follows our president, who's been criticized for reaching across the aisle so often. But tell us about Ann.
You know, Ann and I went to the same high school, so I've known her for a little while. And now, if Ann's listening, that she is a few years older than I am, I always remind her of that. And then we practiced together in Flagstaff, and we were in different firms, but we've known one another in representing clients on the same side of the case and being adverse to one another over the years. And she is a woman who knows her material. She's well prepared when she comes into court, and frankly, she cares about clients. And so, you know, that's kind of the perfect storm for someone who is a great lawyer. I've teased Ann because a number of her clients, I pick them up when she ran for office, and so that was a nice thing as well. And but she's out there campaigning hard, and she's got some real good news over the last 24 hours.
Such as?
From a campaign perspective, Paul Gosar, who is the current incumbent for Congressional District 1, Paul has decided to move to Prescott. To be in the new congressional district, which is called the River District, that those of us here in Sedona and Cottonwood and the Verde Valley will be part of that quote-unquote River District. It's kind of a wild district, but we'll all be part of that. It'll be a very, very Republican-oriented district.
Yeah.
It looks like it'll poll with 27% favorability to the Republican Party in this particular district.
Well, how are we doing statewide? It looks like Arizona may have more competitive districts after this redistricting process takes place, the 2010, based on the 2010 census.
Yeah, I would agree with that, except for the River District. The River District is a throwaway to the Republicans, and I don't mean that sarcastically. Yeah, it truly is. That's how the political process shook out, and you know, Mr. Gosar is looking at that, and he's figured that out and made a wise decision probably from a political perspective, because his current district, when reformed, CD1 will lean slightly, probably 9 points, Democrat. That'll be the Flagstaff area, and that's why moving to this district that will go from Utah to almost the Mexican border and then come out in a big bubble and engulf both Cottonwood, Sedona, and go all the way out to Payson.
Right.
From the Colorado River to Payson is going to be the width of this district. It's just like the old CD1. It's monumental in size, and it's going to be hard for a congressional candidate to manage.
With our limited time, real quick, Arizona politically seems in trouble to many of us. What can help us? What can save Arizona? Is there anything we can do to get a more political environment that's more amenable to moving forward?
Yeah, from my perspective, it's folks like those of us around the table who can start saying again that that cooperation, bipartisanship, compromise, those aren't dirty words. Somewhere in the last few years, they've become dirty words, and it almost suggests that, you know, we're so polarized we can't get anything done. And that's what we're seeing played out both statewide and nationally, and frankly, it's a tragedy.
Well, I want to say a polarizing thing. Bipartisanship means... By means two sides, not one side reaching over and the other and being have your hand slapped time and time again. Okay, we are a little bit short on time, but tell us real quickly. I want to hear about your philanthropic work. I texted you one time to invite you to have martinis, and you answered me from Istanbul. So what's up with that?
Yeah, because it was like 3 a.m. and you were bothering me. You were sending texts and you kept waking me up, so I thought I had to finally talk to you. No, myself and some friends, some who live in Romania, some who live in North Africa, we've put together an organization that allows aid and support to individuals who can't otherwise receive it, primarily in Islamic countries. And so from Istanbul, we're able to send things in because if it's shipped from a Muslim country, a moderate Muslim country, we're able to effectuate some work.
Very good. And I would like to talk a little more about that. I want to talk about your president of the school board. We want to talk about education. Your firm, and you are experts in healthcare. We want to talk, and there's a huge topic, especially as I try to figure out some new health insurance for myself. So we want you to come back. We're going to try to do another show. We didn't get finished with it here.
Thank you. I'd be honored.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Real quickly, you can hear this show on vvid.org. All our podcasts are on there, and we will be back. We have. We want to remind you that the Democrats of the Red Rocks have their breakfasts every month at the Old Sedona Bar and Grill.
Third Thursday of every month.
Thank you. Third Thursday. I was looking for that.
Doors open at 8.
And we have our Occupy Sedona is still going on the corner. Our Occupy Con Wednesdays. Our Occupy Cottonwood is still going on Thursdays. So, Jim, we'll see you next week. Bill, we'll probably see you, too.
Yeah.
You know, if you
I
go
look
back.
Forward to it.
All right.
You've
been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Catch us every Monday morning after the 8 o'clock news, right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.